Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is The Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. This is not the dulcet tones of your cultural crusader. It's the voice of one of his associate producers, Greg Tomlin, joining you today. Michael, back tomorrow. No need to fret. No need to worry. But in the meantime, we got a jam-packed three-hour show coming up for you today. Senior producer Jeremy Steiner helping steer this ship in the right direction. All eyes on the midterms. Yes, we're only 3 weeks away from America's choice. Look, elections have consequences, and the direction of the country matters. We'll either, in my opinion, take a corrective, a necessary step in a direction that we hope would lead to more flourishing for this nation, or take a progressive yet regressive step in the continued direction that the Biden administration has us on right now. And we might get some more American decline in the process. I don't believe that's hyperbole. It's reality. Is this the most important election of our lifetime? Not by a long shot, but it is no doubt significant. Helping me carry the full weight of the radio show today, our good friend Dave Bowes, Communications Director for the Washington Policy Center. Dave, so great to see you again. Longtime friend of Jeremy, me, Michael, and, you know, if I had it my way, we would just catch up for 3 hours on the air. But we've got more important pressing issues to get to that the listeners care about.
Well, I'm still recovering from dulcet tones there. You know,
I was trying to think of some descriptive term.
Yeah, nice.
I've had to listen to it for 15, 16 years, so I do like the voice of Michael.
You're very familiar with the cultural crusader's voice there. Yeah, there's still a lot of craziness going on throughout the country. A lot of things, you know, that are on the table for people, things that are at stake, this is actually my favorite part of the year. I mean, as somebody who enjoys politics like other people enjoy sports, I like, even when people complain about, you know, the horse race aspect, I like that part, you know, and it's funny because the same people are complaining about that enjoy, like, you know, Sunday night football, which I do too, don't get me wrong, and Monday night football, but when you think about the stakes involved, you know, there's not that much at stake in the NFL game, right? Except for, you know, if you're a player, your career, and an owner, there's money.
Hold up.
But as an observer, it's sports.
I got 30 bucks on the line in my fantasy team, Dave.
Well, my fantasy, if you saw the record of my fantasy team this year, you'd know I have nothing.
Okay, there you go.
I have nothing left on the table for that. But in politics, you know, there's everything on the table. There's how we live our lives, what, you know, how we raise our children, what kinds of schools they go to, what kind of, you know, how much of our paycheck we're going to get to keep, what kind of healthcare choices we're going to have. All of these things, you know, are on the table. And so, you know, the stakes are huge. And so it's always bizarre to me when you meet people and say, you know, I've never been all that interested in politics. You wonder, how is that possible? But it happens.
There's a famous quote, I think it was G.K. Chesterton, who always hated the line, when in polite company, you should never talk about sex, religion, or politics. G.K. Chesterton follows that up by saying, what else is there?
Exactly.
Those are the three most important things in our lives, basically. And
sports. There's sports.
There's sport. Damn it, there is sports.
But there's some politics and sex in sports, but you can avoid that and still talk sports.
Yes, indeed. So what issues, to quote the White House press secretary, are top of mind for voters? And has it gone back and forth over the past few months? A little bit, but the top three remain inflation, crime, and immigration. And Republicans should and probably do have the American sentiment behind them on those three things. Because right now there's one-party rule in Washington, and things aren't going so great, despite our president saying we have one hell of an economy while he's eating ice cream and talking to a reporter the other day. But Democrats want to make this election about a much different issue. Abortion. The president spoke about this today, hoping to kind of jog the American mindset about what happened when Roe was overturned, because apparently, the electorate has a very short memory span. This is how Biden concluded his speech this morning at the DCC, I believe.
I'm asking the American people to remember how you felt. How you felt the day the extreme Dobbs decision came down and Roe was overturned after 50 years.
Okay, and I want to stop the clip right there because I think it's revealing just that sentence or two. Biden saying, I want you to remember. What you can infer from that is people have already forgotten. The Roe v. Wade decision had its moment in the sun. It lasted maybe a week or two. People were really fired up. There were mass protests. Well, not really. And then everybody swept it aside and went, yeah, that maybe breaks our top five most important issues, but it's nowhere near number one. Democrats want to make it number one.
Also, if you look at the media, and the media has it so that not only does it break number one, but it breaks overwhelmingly in one direction number one. And then if you look at the poll, it's like 41%, you know, are more likely to vote Democrat, 38% more likely to vote Republican on the abortion issue based on this decision. And that's not a huge split. So it's a huge split in the country, but it's nothing like, there's a couple percentage points there. That's not the same kind of divisive issue as, say, crime, where you've got overwhelming numbers of people saying, I'm mad, I prefer to vote Republican on the issue of crime. Or, there was really nothing where people were saying they'd prefer to vote Democrat on those top issues, which is a bad sign for them. But Biden's speech there, it's no St. Crispin's Day. You know, there was no Shakespearean aspect. Even his voice, even he sounds bored with his message, which has got to be tired by now because Democrats were doing this before Roe forever, before Roe was overturned. Now that it's overturned, there was a lot of anger and animosity. And then, you know, slowly I think it dawns on most people outside that the left-wing extreme that, you know, the court didn't make a new policy. The court said, this was wrongly decided from a legal perspective. Now states have to make up their own policy and lawmakers have to create their own policy. And so it's shifting the debates back to, you know, local lawmakers and state and federal lawmakers. And so it's not a top-down, you know, mandate. That's it. So people can be mad at legislators, but they have to wait for something to happen first.
And this plea from Biden for Americans to remember how they felt. Well, here's the thing. No one has to remember what they paid for gas prices this morning. No one has to remember what they paid at the grocery store. No one has to remember when their car was broken into and the amount of crime that's surging around the country. Those are things that we don't forget because they're so omnipresent, conspicuous, ongoing. Abortion, I think, a lot of times hits people, not everyone, but many, as sort of an abstraction. Like blue states, it's going to remain legal and, you know, easy to access. Red states, it's a little harder. But a hallmark of conservatism is we want choices to get closer to the people themselves. And that's what happened with the Dobbs case.
Well, I wish I could forget how much I paid in gas. And I wish I could forget how much I paid in groceries. Even when I go to the store to get milk and eggs or something, you know how it is. You go to the store and you're just there to get eggs and milk. And then you go, oh, yeah, I forgot about this. And better grab that while I'm here. And then you're on your way out. And it used to be I could get out and go, oh, I can't believe it. I spent $50 and all I wanted to do was get milk and eggs. Now I leave the store and it's like, I can't believe it. I just spent $120. I feel physically ill because I've spent so much money. So, you know, if there was a way I could forget how much money I'm spending in these other areas, I would be glad to do so. But also on the abortion thing, you know, there's times have changed since, you know, when was Roe decided?
73.
So, you know, lots changed. That there's Plan B. There's other things, you know, widespread birth control, more access to it, and all this kind of thing. So it's not the same. Plus, there's new 3D ultrasounds and other things that have made people reconsider it. So, you know, the mainstream media has kind of got this view that there's one radical position, and that's anybody who is not for, you know, unrestricted. Joe Biden's in, you know, it's open to all things at all times, no matter what. You know, whereas the whole issue has gotten a lot more complicated, and I think most American views reflect that.
And speaking of radical positions on abortion, White House advisor Keisha Lance Bottoms was on MSNBC this morning, and she was asked outright, does the president believe in any limitations on abortion whatsoever? Her answer may shock you. All right. It's the Michael Medved Show. Dave Bowes and associate producer Greg Tomlin in for your cultural crusader today. Thanks for hanging with us. Plenty more coming up on a packed show. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Makes no sense.
The Michael Medved Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Well, it's autumn, and if you're going to go out and look at some of the great colors of the leaves and enjoy the season, well, you get more active, and you know what? Maybe some aches and pains. I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately, I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is... you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gasses 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Waste supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Waste and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
In for Michael Medved here on your Cultural Crusaders' finest hour. We have we're talking about the midterm elections, and President Biden is out to remind people why they should be voting, and he's got one issue on his mind. It's not inflation that the overwhelming number of people have on their mind. 96%, by the way, according to this latest poll. It was 74% said top issue. This one is big to me. Another 22% said, yeah, it's somewhat important. Those must be the 22% that have money to burn. But it's a 96%. And then crime was up next. with 68% saying, yeah, it's a big deal, and another 26% saying, well, it's somewhat of a big deal. The 26% there were the ones that have yet to be victimized by a crime. The other 68% have had their car broken into, their car stolen, been mugged, or had a relative, subject to a violent crime. So you've got 94%, 96%, huge issues. And then down at number four or five was abortion there. But President Biden said, remember how you felt when Roe was overturned, which is shocking enough that he's asking people to remember.
Easy.
I know.
You're about to take a cheap shot?
It was a slight cheap shot. But
well, hold on. Biden did want us to remember that website, Clip 7, Jeremy. Do you have that handy the other day? He wanted all Americans to go to this
website. This is my favorite, yeah.
Gosh.
If you get any questionable calls, please tell us by going to reportfraud.dotftc.gov.
Bail horn? Maybe, perhaps. Sorry, I digress.
It's like, that's a teleprompter for you. DOT. Wait, Department of Transport. No, dot. Dot. It reminded me of Bob Dole.
Repeat the line.
You remember Bob Dole?
Bob Dole's chair.
It was back when the internet was early, kids. Bob Dole was trying to sound young and hip, and it was like www.bobdole.com. And it was good stuff. Saturday Night Live did a great thing there. I'm not sure they'll capture
You had to be there.
Yeah, I'm not sure they'll capture the same magic with Biden. But Keisha Lance Bottoms joined the Biden administration, senior advisor and director of the White House Office of Public Engagement, and told MSNBC about the president's views when it comes to limitations on abortion.
So does that mean the president supports abortion at any time during the pregnancy, whether it's 3 weeks or 30 weeks?
What the president has said very publicly is that he supports a woman's right to choose. I've never heard the president give a time frame on that, but he has said that he believes that a woman has a fundamental right to make decisions about her own body and her health care choices.
So,
well, this goes to your point that you were making before the break, which is Democrats are trying to paint the GOP as being the extremist radicals on this issue. And sure, there are those amongst the party that have a more extreme view than the mainstream in America on this. But when she will not clarify what Biden believes should be a limitation on abortion, that is also extreme. I've looked at poll after poll that show 3/4 of Americans are against abortion in the third trimester. So when it comes down to it, if you really take apart, digest the data, most Americans believe it should be safe, legal, and rare, and somewhere in the middle. You could paint me as more an extremist. I am pro-life to my core. But I think a lot of the sanity and reason gets lost because the far extremes of both parties are just trying to say, look how nutty the other side is on this. And it was like, really?
I'll even disagree with you there.
Please, go ahead.
It's not that there's not, you know, people on both sides that, you know, one wants absolute everything, you know, to the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say that the media and the culture are so overwhelmingly no restrictions whatsoever at any point in time that the pro-life side is they're in their own echo chamber. They don't have that kind of cultural influence that the left has there. There's a howlingly mad and crazy kind of approach that the left has on this issue and a couple of others where any deviation from their standard of righteousness, which is, you know, just what Biden, I mean, there's no reason Biden should hold this kind of crazy position other than he'll irritate his base so badly with that the base there that he can't afford to do anything should minors have parental permission before being sent to an abortion, or, you know, is abortion after 6 months, is that okay? They can't afford any kind of change there. So I feel like there's a one-sided lopsidedness here.
I remember when, perhaps it was 5 to 8 years ago, somewhere in there, where the hashtag went viral on Twitter, shout your abortion. And it was this whole idea of,
that, yeah.
I'm not ashamed of my abortion. Oh, contraire, I'm actually so thrilled and joyous and over the moon that I got this abortion. And I think that sort of shift in messaging occurred when progressives woke up to the fact that safe, legal, and rare was an inherent contradiction. why should something be safe and legal if you want it to be rare? And so people realize, that, you know, Clinton said that. I'm not so sure how that works, actually. And if we're going to make it available, you should be proud of it. There's no reason to be upset about it whatsoever. And now Biden, who has traditionally, I think, been more of a moderate on this issue, is being pulled way over to the side of, this is something to celebrate, actually.
Yeah, I view Biden as a creature of opportunity. I mean, he is whatever he needs to be. And so right now, you know, with his party base, he needs to have the radical side to grab the young fellas, the young crowd over there. And so that's right. He would go. I have no doubt that Biden would do an about face like Al Gore style. Remember, Al Gore was a pro-life legislator, you know, early in his career, and then he was running for national politics. National base was different for Democrats, and he just turned on a dime. I feel like Biden would certainly do the same thing now if he thought it would help him, you know, go for re-election. So there's no question there's a double standard here, and it continues, and it'll haunt Democrats, I think, because their reliance on this issue does not reflect the reality of polling.
That's exactly right. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi was on MSNBC, also talking about the midterms. Andrea Mitchell was interviewing her. She had a decent question, kind of lodged in between some fawning and some praise for the speaker. But let's start with the question and then get Pelosi's answer. This clip 14.
So let's talk about rising inflation concerns along with crime, giving momentum, new momentum to Republicans after the Democrats were closing the gap, the historic gap.
Yes.
So after the Supreme Court ruling, there was huge outrage. That has seemed to subside, at least among overriding concerns, despite all the legislative accomplishments, and I want to cite them. I want to say it's been an extraordinary session. You and the president have done so much in terms of domestic concerns, the economy. So why is this message, why do you think the president has gotten this message through the voters?
Oh, time out.
Sure.
I'm unfamiliar with MSNBC programming of late. Now that I've got four toddlers at home, it's not high on my list. I'm more familiar with the residents of Daniel Tiger's neighborhood than MSNBC's primetime
lineup. Bluey? No Bluey in there?
Bluey the Kraken?
No, Bluey the little...
Bluey.
Yeah, Bluey.
Yes, actually. Yeah.
Thank you.
But Andrea Mitchell, is that an opinion show or is this a news interview? I thought she used to be news.
Yeah, I thought the first part of the question was okay, and then it was, I don't want to neglect the unbelievable achievements.
This is what confuses me. How is it people maintain there's a media bias? I just don't understand it. I mean, do they get that?
Let's get Pelosi's answer to Andrea Mitchell's softball when we come back from the break. It is the Michael Medved Show.
It's pathetic.
The Michael Medved Show.
It's not responsible. It's beneath the dignity. I keep saying that, but we keep getting further beneath the dignity.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Home builder sentiment is falling for the 10th straight month. The National Association of Home Builders Wells Fargo Housing Market Index fell 8 points in October to a reading of 38. Builders say high mortgage rates that top now 7% have significantly weakened demand. Home builder confidence is half the level it was just 6 months ago. Two companies have pleaded guilty to supporting foreign terrorist organizations in Syria and agreed to pay over $777 million in fines and penalties. U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of New York, Brian Peace, says there are related foreign investigations ongoing.
The principal executives are French nationals and are being prosecuted in France or subject to prosecution in France, but I can't comment any further on any investigations of individuals.
This is USA Radio News.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Taking us back to, 1995 with The Offspring here? Nice call. I was a 13-year-old lad at Finn Hill Junior High when this song came out. Should we reminisce a little longer?
Well, I was not 13. I was a bit older than you, I think. So
you have seniority, it's granted.
Making me feel a little bit old now.
All right. You know who else is making me feel old? Democrat policy, I don't know what I was going
to
pivot that.
I thought you were going to Biden. I was like, no, we got to finish the Pelosi cut. But yeah, Pelosi and Biden are
you'd think I'd learn a better segue after being a producer for the master of segues, Michael Medved, for 15 years. But let's get back to this interview with Andrea Mitchell and Nancy Pelosi. Andrea Mitchell begins her question by saying, hey, voters care a lot about inflation, crime.
We should play the whole question again.
Should we just do it again?
It's just funny because you're right. She sets it up well about what the real news item is here. And then there's this almost,
she catches herself.
Yeah, and then there's this kind of passionate, like, Oh, I love what you're doing. I love it.
Was that too challenging?
I can't say it as emotionally as I want to. So here it is.
So let's talk about rising inflation concerns along with crime, giving momentum, new momentum to Republicans after the Democrats were closing the gap, the historic gap.
Yes.
So after the Supreme Court ruling, there was huge outrage. That has seemed to subside, at least among overriding concerns. Despite all the legislative accomplishments, and I want to cite them, I want to, you know, say it's been an extraordinary session.
No,
you and the president have done so much in terms of domestic concerns, the economy. So why is this message, why do you think the president has gotten this message through the voters?
I love that. You've done so much for the economy, and everybody's sitting there, like, we just went through this poll. 96% of the people are saying, the economy, you've done something to the economy, all right, but we're not enjoying it. We don't like it. And so, you know, this idea that just because you name something the Inflation Curing Act or, you know, just, or something along those lines doesn't mean it's true.
Well, and Mitchell sets her up, the Speaker of the House, to recycle one of the oldest Democratic messaging tropes in the book, which is hey, we've all done so many great things for this country, and all these winning policies are just helping people so much. Why isn't it getting through to the American people? What's going on with all these wonderful things that are happening in this country, but people just don't seem to know it, or it's not going to galvanize them to the polls? And she wants Pelosi, dare I say, or posit, to go, well, we need to do a better job of messaging. But Pelosi is still fixated on the first part of Mitchell's question and can't let it go. And she decides to take a different track, which is, I'm going to criticize the polling itself.
And even the way she sets it up, like, well, on abortion, there's this mass public outrage. Well, according to the same poll we were talking about earlier, it's like 41% would probably be defined as outraged on that particular issue. And 38% would have been celebrating. So it's not quite what the way she sets it up.
Here's Pelosi's answer.
Well, first of all, let me say that I think that much of what you've said I don't agree with. That is to say, the New York Times poll, I think, is an outlier poll. You cite one poll, but all the other
polls. It's also the Real Clear Politics average. It's showing similar issues.
No, but that was one that brought down the average, and it was an outlier. It wasn't even that big a sample. So I dismiss that. I have been, since Congress adjourned, I've been in an average of 5 states a week. And I can tell you that women's concerns about their freedom are very, very much still very significant in terms of how they will vote. In fact, 80% of people who care about a woman's right to choose say they will vote, they will determine who they vote for. So again, Washington has always been, oh, the Republicans are going to win, there's no question, for a year and a half. Now that that has diminished in terms of that certainty, and there is a real race on, the Republicans are pouring endless money, dark, undisclosed special interest money into the campaigns, but we're holding our own. It's a matter of who turns
out to vote. All right, that's enough. I've heard
enough. I like how she takes this person who is fawning all over her, Andrea Mitchell, with the questions, and what you just your legislative counsel. I've got to cite them. I've never heard that. Whenever somebody's, I never heard that with Speaker Gingrich after a contract with America. Never heard that with any of the major Republican leaders having a news interviewer say, pardon me, but before we continue, I've got to cite some of your legislative accomplishments here. She does that, and then the first thing Pelosi does is, I disagree with, you know, most of what you said. Here, let me crap all over your point here. And she does. She's not actually disagreeing with anything. She's just trying to restate her own view.
Well, and one of the striking parts of her answer to me is when she basically says, I dismiss those poll numbers.
Polls.
Excuse me. You're dismissing the concerns of the American people to your party's own electoral peril, right? Inflation, crime, and immigration. This isn't rocket science. And for the speaker to go, I don't believe that that's true. What's most important is, what is it, women's freedoms, which is my least favorite euphemism in all of politics.
Well, I loved how Mitchell responds, because now she's been personally insulted, because as a journalist, she's, you know, trying to present that she's asking a legit question, and then Pelosi says it's an outlier poll, and she says it's the Real Clear Policy average, which means it's a compilation of all the polls that have been done on it, and then Pelosi does this is a great political skill, by the way. She never admitted she's wrong. She doesn't do anything. She just plows right through and just acts like, you know what, I'm just ignore the fact that it's a compilation of polls and just say it was an outlier, and that changed everything. You know, as though an average, of course, takes into account outliers in both directions. That's why it's an average, you know. So it was an embarrassing moment.
Here's one a tactic I think we can deploy in our personal lives, because surely, Dave, you've spoken with friends and family and coworkers who are talking about this election and the issues at hand here. And it's easier, of course, when you get in the bubble and you get in the echo chamber and you can all high-five each other and go, yeah, we're of the same tribe. But when you get outside your tribe for a second, which I've done many times in the past 2-3 months, especially over the summer at barbecues and such, I find that you can find a lot of common ground on these top issues that Americans care about. But the bitter partisanship enters into the conversation when you start talking about political personalities amidst the issues. Do you think that's a possible way forward to perhaps convince those on the other side of the aisle that might not entertain some conservative ideas to just start talking about things issue by issue and going that way instead of, you know, mentioning, God forbid, Trump or Pelosi or Biden or Mike Pence and Marco Rubio and so on.
Yeah, you know, I'm here as...
Is that too of an optimistic view?
No, I'm here as Private Citizen Post. But sure. In my day job, usually I'm the communications director for Washington Policy Center, and we actually put together a number of issues, you know, in solutions on the table, a campaign initiative just focusing on issues. And one of the reasons for that is exactly what you say. In election cycles, people get tired, and that's one of many reasons, I should say, but you know, people get tired of, you know, vote for me because I'm not nearly as awful as the other person, or that other person's going to cause Armageddon, I'm the only choice you have. And there's not a lot of focus on what the policy should be. And I think that if you are focused on policy and less personality, then I think you can have those civil conversations and have debates without people freaking out. But it's hard. You got to stay away from the,
yes.
I like this person because that makes it much more personal. And there's, of course, some hot button issues where people get, and there are some people who are unwilling to have civil conversations. Mm-hmm. That's all fine. But for the most part, I think issue by issue, policy by policy, you'll find that there is places for agreement. They might have different priorities. They might think, you know, one approach would be better to try first or something like that. But you can have those decent conversations. As far as getting away from my tribe goes, I got four toddlers, Greg.
Yes.
Well, I shouldn't say toddlers anymore. They're 2 to 6 years old now. But most of the only conversation we have about politics now is if I say it's socialism time, what that means is
no.
For my kids, it means is if anybody does something wrong, everybody gets the same punishment. And
nice.
That's totally unfair, Dad. My kid who's four, my son says, I hate socialism. I'm like, and then I'm doing my job.
And then your four-year-old goes, Dad, is this a struggle session? It's Greg Tomlin and Dave Bowes in for your Cultural Crusader. Lots more on a jam-packed show coming up. Stick with us. We will be right back.
Long-time caller, long-time listener.
The Michael Medved Show.
You know, one of the most brilliant guys on the air, TV or radio.
We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special Medved history programs, which can be yours free if you join us as a Medhead Plus member. The cost is 22 cents a day for everything. And you have access to over 100 different subjects covered on Medved History Store programming. Check it out right now. It is a great opportunity. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want to go ahead and stream it and to listen to it, and commercial free. Medhead Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Learn a lot. Costs, well, very little, 22 cents a day. Join us as a Medhead Plus member as soon as you can.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You would see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
It is the Michael Medved Show. Associate producer Greg Tomlin filling in alongside David Bowes, longtime friend of the program. Dave, I couldn't have you here in studio without talking a little motion pictures with you. I'd say we're both movie buffs, slightly different tastes, but love a spirited debate and maybe some agreement now and again. Couple movies I want to talk about today. The big one that opened up last Friday, Halloween Ends, the 79th installment of the Halloween series. Was that a Wes Craven origination back in the day?
No, it was a John Carpenter.
Oh, sorry.
It opened in, and what was it, 77, I want to say, somewhere like that. It was the top-grossing independent film of all time.
I just remember a young Jamie Lee Curtis sticking a clothes hanger in someone's pupil. Isn't that how the movie ends?
No, I don't want to spoil it.
Yeah, it's 50 years old.
Yeah. You know, there's been 900 of these things, as you say. The first one, you know, was a huge kind of standalone monster hit, you know, pun intended. But it was, you know, it was just enormous. People hadn't seen anything like that before. It was scary. John Carpenter did the soundtrack. You know, it was so recognizable. And so it spawned all these sequels. The latest is pretending like none of those sequels exist except for the very first movie.
Well, and I bemoan sequelitis, but the fact of the matter is these movies make money. Otherwise, they wouldn't be churning them out. This one is no exception. It made $40 million plus at the box office. But I don't know if you call it a controversy, but the thing of note is that it was also released simultaneously on streaming services, which we saw a lot of during the pandemic. And I wonder if movie studios are going to keep doing that moving forward, because it feels like they're taking money out of their pocket.
Yeah, all the big industry stories right now are that, oh, well, this movie made $41 million at the box office this weekend, but we were expecting more. It was tracking to make about $50 million, but it was on the Peacock streaming, that's Paramount streaming network, exclusively. Now, Peacock has, what, 15 million subscribers, so it's one of the smallest streamers, so they're trying to get more subscribers in there, and that's why they did it. And they even had to pay themselves and people involved in the movie, you know, to be allowed to release it at the same time. But, you know, it opened at less, and all of the focus is on the streaming, not on the quality of the film, which is, right. You know, the audience.
That's irrelevant.
The audiences were, like, this is one of those things where there's a decline in the quality of sequels, inevitably. It's almost like studios. I don't think it's necessary. I look at Alien versus Aliens, you know, and things like that. There is a way to make things that are still high quality, but you have to hire the writers. And if even the writers are bored with what's happening, you know, the last movie was laughably bad.
It's just a payday.
And this one is, you know, it's like, we got to stretch this out. You literally have a disabled masked. At one point, he was, you know, supposed to be the unstoppable kind of slasher monster, but in this book, he's supposed to be a real guy. who's been hiding in a sewer for 4 years to recover from his massive body burns. And everybody knows that's where you can recover from burns the best.
Doesn't the sewer. The clown from It also live in a sewer?
Well, yeah, but that's some kind of demonic force lives down there. Michael Myers, yeah, he's just hanging out down there.
Let's hear a little bit of the film, clip 15.
I was certain that I saw him watching me. He pretend like he moved on, but you're actually just obsessed with death.
What are you going to do when Michael comes back for you? Because he is coming.
But this time, something feels different. He's more dangerous. Tonight, I will kill him. It all ends now.
I have my doubts about it all ending now.
Everything that they said in the last movie. And by the way, I'm serious that the poor little masked marauder there, the masked serial killer, is just like limping around because he's, and I don't know, well, it was intentional. He's got burns. He was burned alive last time around, but somehow he escaped through a sewer. But they wanted to make it quote-unquote real, so he's just kind of limping around. And it's awful. And so if they're looking for a reason why, my guess is people saw it on a Friday and warned their friends there's nothing scary in this movie.
A lot of sequels come out of the thriller or action genre or suspense or even horror. But I find the inherent problem with all of them is you pretty much recycle themes of old. And so the only thing you have to entice new audiences is, so for example, in the new Jurassic Park movie, you've seen dinosaurs on land. You've seen dinosaurs in the air. How about dinosaurs in the snow? And like, nice. You're going to make $1 billion off of it. And so with Halloween and horror films, the big attraction is you've seen a guy's head cut off. You've seen his arm cut off. But have you seen someone's spleen removed with a single tear? Like, it got it. Like, it's disgusting.
There's another horror film out that, I mean, I don't know anything about the first one. I never heard of it, but this one's The Terrifier 2. It's made headlines all over the place in industry trades. And it's about some kind of satanic clown guy. And there's all this, oh, people are vomiting in the theater. They're passing out. I mean, I have a friend who literally passed out while I was at the movies one time.
Was it Jeremy?
It was Jeremy.
Okay, he's sitting – you know, let's talk to him in the third person. He's right there, dude.
I know, but I was waiting for him to say something. But anyway, yeah, it was a lot of fun. And so – but, you know, all this talk about this, it's so clearly – it's the producers that keep saying, oh, I got to warn people. There's people passing out and vomiting and dying in this film. It's like this is a blatant attempt at getting free media, and it worked. There's getting all these free stories about some kind of atrocious, low-budget, you know, yet another killer clown movie they assume that story means more blood. You know, forget it. Now that Halloween's over, luckily these films will be put to rest. They'll join the dead.
I do want to get around to talking about the gay rom-com Bros, which was a historic box office flop, but we're up against the clock here. Maybe we'll get to it in the third hour. I don't want to let this segment go by without mentioning the teaser trailer that's getting all the attention in the world right now. Clip 13.
Fragile. It must be Italian.
Duck, duck, duck!
Oh, fudge.
Ho, ho, ho.
And of course, this is the teaser for a Christmas Story sequel. Did you notice a glaring omission from that 30 seconds, Dave?
No, what?
You want me to do the big reveal? There's no clips from the new film in it. It's just all saying, hey, remember the film from the 80s that you loved?
But here's
all
these
classic. I know, but
it's not a real trailer, it's a teaser.
But here's my point. Is it's just another payday for producers and filmmakers going, boy, Hollywood did something really great once upon a time. Wouldn't it be great if we capitalized on people's collective memory about how awesome this thing was? And who cares about the substance or the merit of this new thing? Let's just see if we can make a couple more million.
So judgy.
By capitalizing on the past.
They've had two sequels to this already.
Have they?
Yeah, they had My Summer Story with Kieran Culkin, and they replaced the guy who played Carl Kolchak and the father in the first one.
Who's unbelievable in that film.
I can't believe it. Darren McGavin.
One of the greatest of all time.
Great, great actor, but they replaced him with Charles Grodin, and they assumed that just grimacing a lot was the same as, you know, being that character. It did not work, although there was some positive elements to it. And then they did another kind of light sequel to it. But I have to say, I love sequels. I'm unabashedly a fan. I like to see them, like to see what happens. If they're bad, then I condemn everyone involved. But if I enjoy them and I get just a glimpse of my favorite characters again, I'm always happy to see it. So I'm looking forward to it.
You don't like my critique then? You don't think it is valid or has merit?
Well, if I was running a studio and I had a chance to make a couple $1 million, I would do it.
It's not always about the money at the end of the day. It bothers me so much that Hollywood just seems completely...
Spoken like an artist.
They're completely out of ideas. I need some kind of new ground to be broken, some kind of way forward that has an original story where someone takes a chance and goes, you know, it's going to cost us $30 million to make this, and we might not make it back, but doggone it, we want to make a contribution to society beyond just strictly capitalistic impulses.
I don't mind retreads. I mind lazy retreads. You know, like
It's just a teaser.
They're pulling a Joe Biden. They want us to remember how
we
felt at a different time, and just set the stage for what they're going to bring to us. And you know, they show little Ralphie, now old Ralphie, putting on his famous glasses one more time. And to gear us up for the and we know that the evil Scott Farkas is returning. So what could possibly be wrong with this?
And Jeremy, I think it's clip 7. But did you have that website that President Biden wanted to send people to for all the latest movie offerings?
If you get any questionable calls, please tell us by going to reportfraud.dotftc.gov.
Oh, there you go. Seems straightforward and easy enough. It's Greg Tomlin and Dave Bowes filling in for the Michael Medved Show, your cultural crusader. We'll be back in the hot seat tomorrow. Thanks for sticking with us. Two more hours of the program coming up. We'll get into the latest with Russia's war on Ukraine. And also a former president gives an interview to Pod Save America, the popular podcast, and says that sometimes Democrats can be a buzzkill. We'll get to that and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.